This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Advocates for early childhood education are urging state lawmakers to protect funding even as the state faces a budget crunch. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Colorado's universal preschool program is seeing strong participation, but advocates say affordable childcare remains out of reach for many families. Only about 11% of children eligible for childcare assistance are currently receiving it. Three bills introduced at the beginning of the legislative session aim to expand tax credits for childcare centers, streamline state systems, and improve provider licensing. This is coming at a time when federal funding for early childhood programs remains uncertain. Advocates say that delaying investment could have long-term consequences for Colorado's workforce and economy. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
This week is the final run of the Sundance Film Festival at its longtime home in Utah before it moves here. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports about the end of an era moment.
Before Sundance moves to Boulder, Colorado next year, Nate Barkdoll was taking a trip down memory lane. The manager of a local pizza shop, he's been serving pies and beers and dealing with crowds of festival goers for 20 years.
Sundance has been fun in a lot of ways, and it's been a little hectic in a lot of ways. It's kind of chaos and in a really charming way.
Sundance is moving after 40 years of shaping the independent film industry from Park City, Utah. This year's festival is also the first since founder Robert Redford died last year. Events and archival screenings are honoring his legacy. But in the meantime, planning for the move to Boulder is already underway, as are questions about the vision for Sundance's next chapter. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
More news at cpr.org and krcc.org. Along the Central Front Range, high temperatures today are in the low to mid-40s.